Welcome to the Party Up Podcast Holiday Special with your hosts, Big Mosh, Some Beardy to Love, and Jordan Seven, featuring special guest, Lorch Jukas.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning into this week's brand new edition of the Party Up Podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Derek Big Mosh, and with me, as always, the beautifully bearded Mr. John Donadio. Some Beardy to Love. What's going on, baby?
What's going on, my dude?
Nothing much. And returning to the show triumphantly because scheduling worked out this week, Mr. Jordan 7 of 7 TV. What's going on, man?
All you Jordan 7 fans out there right now, expect very little. I'm very tired. Expect nothing.
So the usual. Fantastic. That's called consistency and professionalism, and you don't like let it. Anyone else tell you otherwise, Jordan.
I feel like people listening to this show from the time I joined up until now have kind of also been there firsthand to see our friendship kind of grow. Because John and I were close, but Derek and I, like, we've gotten closer throughout just the show and just life in general.
Yeah. Right.
But you can see it grow from humble beginnings of like, oh, no, let me not step on your toes to, oh, look at this fucking asshole right here. This piece of human garbage.
That's
right here.
That's what friends are for.
You can see it and you can feel it.
You can really feel it.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, we're back,
this
baby.
This season's all about, right?
Yeah.
That's what this season's all about. You know, the feeling of love and family and
family
and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
Family.
Yeah. We said that on the last episode we just released at the beginning of the week. It's all about family, and we're glad that the family's back. We're back, baby.
Yes.
Party Up Podcast in full form this week.
We missed it.
We did, bro. The best part about this is that we're going to be off till the new year.
Hell yeah.
From the show, some of us are still working completely full time.
Right.
Oh yeah, no, that's absolutely a thing. So I meant just for the show, yeah.
The pain.
Being an adult sucks.
It really does.
Oh, it absolutely fucking does. Tell me about it. I looked at my bank account today and I was just I just wanted to throw up. Oh God.
This is the worst time to look at your bank account.
Truly.
Jesus. Yeah.
Truly.
No.
I mean, you know who never has to look at their bank account? Our special guest today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Our special guest is fucking loaded. And we're very excited for that. That's going to be coming up for anyone that did catch last week's episode. We
actually, you know what? Before he comes in, maybe I'll run to the bathroom now before he gets in here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Just hurry up because like he'll be here like any minute. We don't want to waste time.
You know what I mean? Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize.
It's weird that we're doing
it
on the air like this, but we got to do what we got to do. All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. All right. Well, I mean, I feel bad kind of moving forward without John, but let's get right into things this week, ladies and gentlemen. It is the holiday season. You know, Christmas is basically tomorrow, or the day after, depending on release schedule. And, we managed for our beautiful holiday special, which you are currently listening to, catch one of the most, I want to say notorious holiday specials.
Infamous,
ever,
if you will.
Infamous, yes, that's the word. holiday specials to ever grace the airwaves. We all managed to sit down and watch the Star Wars holiday special of 1978.
Boys, Merry Christmas.
That's our special guest. Oh my God!
I had a few moments. I figured I'd pop in a little early.
It's a pleasure to have you. Yeah, it's Lorch Jukas, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Hi.
How are you, sir?
How you doing, man?
Good. I was just counting money. I mean, buying Christmas presents for everyone. I know.
that's very generous of you. I have to say.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we.
I try to be, you know.
Yeah, we were just discussing one of your greatest works, sir, the Star Wars Holiday Special of 1978.
Oh, you mean the Lego one? It just came out. That one's spectacular, isn't it?
No, this is the live action.
The live action one, one that you produced. The huh? Yeah, the it's the one that you were right in the beginning of the franchise. You produced a holiday special with Han Solo and Chewie.
Chewie's family.
Blue. Yeah,
I have no recollection of that.
Lumpy doesn't ring a bell.
None of them.
Itchy. No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that rings a bell. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. The holiday special. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the holiday special.
No, you know, I have to be the one to ask. You know, it is known for such an infamous movie. Carrie Fisher herself literally said during the filming of that movie she was not exactly all the way there. As far as like drug use,
we were all on coke back in the 80s.
Yeah, I was going to ask because it seemed as though it was strange how infamous this movie is, and you don't have any recollection of doing it.
You know, you're sometimes you just lose years to drugs. You know, I mean, it's there was a lot of different things going on at the time.
I'll take your word for it. I mean. I mean, I personally have some questions. I don't know if Derek, but I just, there's a lot of things.
Why don't we just get through this? Because, this is crap. I mean, this was fun. You know, it was like an hour and a half of Christmas stories. I mean, Life Day stories.
Yeah. It was apparently a special revolving around Life Day. Yeah,
it's called Life Day, right?
Yeah.
And, We're introduced right away to Han and Chewie, and the beginning of the story is that they're trying to get back to Chewie's family for Life Day. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound disrespectful here, but it kind of went off on a few tangents after the first few minutes.
Yeah.
I don't tangents. I remember Han and Chewie. That's the tall dog thing, right? And then they got to that the planet with the trees, right? They had all those tree people. The dark side shows up or whatever they're called.
Lorge, Mr. Jukis. I'm so sorry. Yeah. It seems Mr. to me Jukis, as. To you. Mr. I apologize, sir. Mr. Jukis, it just seems as though perhaps maybe we watched it all together, myself, Derek, and John, who should be getting his ass back here.
Yeah, what is that? That's the bearded fella, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he had to run to the bathroom.
He was just in the potty. Yeah, he'll be right.
But
it seemed as we were going through and watching it, it was like, the story seemed like it was going towards, in one direction, like, oh, they're trying to get Chewie back home, but it went off in these different directions, and it seemed like there was a lot of people trying to do a lot of different things with it. I mean,
in the 70s, there were more than just, I wasn't really writing. I had hired a staff to, take care of that. But,
wait, you're saying you didn't write the holiday special?
No, I had nothing to do with that shit.
Okay.
That, Pat Proft and Leonard Ripps and Bruce Valanche and Rod Warren and Mitzi Welsh. There were like five writers. It was just a mess.
Oh, well, we're under the impression that you had like a creative hand in all of this. I mean, as the producer of it.
And script write-offs, and I just kept signing my name because, I was counting money.
Oh, okay. So you kind of just left
Did
it
I
up
ever
to,
tell you the story of what the AT-ATs were supposed to be?
No, sir. What was that story?
Oh, yeah. They were supposed to be camels. So like camels. They retain a lot of water, like me.
Oh, that's interesting that you would take that influence from real life like that.
Yeah, well, that's like the dog people,
Oh. Okay.
So the Wookiees are based on dogs. That's what we're going for.
What? What's a Wookiee?
These are the dog people, the big hairy people. They're called Wookiees, Lord.
People, the ones that, the yell.
Chewbacca is a Wookiee. That's the race.
Chewbacca, right, yeah. That's they're called Wookiees.
Yes,
that you're calling them.
Yeah. It's
basically,
who named them that?
Yeah, and they live on the planet with the Ewoks, the little you know, bears, little bear people.
Okay, now I remember them. They live on Endor. Those are my creations. I remember those. But,
so you conceptualize the Ewoks?
Oh yeah, of course. I love the Ewoks, little teddy bears.
Uh-huh. Was there a reason why you actually didn't put any in the holiday special? You come to see that it's even though you're on that planet.
At that point, I hadn't come up with them yet. That wasn't until Return of the Jedi. I mean, come on. Why am I here? What is this? A joke? What is this?
I mean,
why did you book me on this show? Who are these people?
I'm kind of starting to feel the same way. You had no say in anything having to do with the holiday special.
Well, I mean, I signed off on it.
Right. Oh, so you just put, okay. So the decision to make the first 20 minutes just...
I've never even seen it. When did we even...
So who do we give credit to for making the first 20 minutes of this movie holiday special strictly the Wookiees speaking in their native tongue? Because there was absolutely no English involved, no subtitles.
I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Are we? Is that all the time you have today, sir?
We're wrapping up.
Hey, I'm back. What happened?
Oh,
sorry, I ended up having a poop.
No, it's all right. Okay, so Mr. Jukas was on.
Jukas was here.
Yeah, and then
I just missed him.
We were talking about we're trying to get some input on like his creative process for the holiday special. And as soon as we started getting into a couple questions as far as like where he was creatively, he just left.
Apparently he had nothing to do with the holiday movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was just based on Star Wars. And so they had to credit him.
Really? Yeah. He was saying he just signed off on stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I'm surprised he even like admitted that. That's wild.
No. Yeah. I mean, he came on. He said, hey, he had nothing to do with it. And apparently he doesn't know what a Wookiee is. So I don't know, man.
Wasn't surprised, man.
Wow,
you know that story about Yoda, right? The blood about with the cartoon, the Clone Wars cartoon, because he was in charge of that also.
Oh, right. No, I don't know what's that story.
Okay, so the story is that a couple of the directors and writers went to George and asked him about Yoda, because they were like, Yoda's going to be in a fight. We wanted to kind of make him bleed a little bit. What color is Yoda's blood? And George just looks at them and goes, I don't know, green. They're like, well, why is that, George? And he just goes, you know, he's Yoda, right? He's a little green guy. He's got green blood. That was it. That was his answer.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. He did tell us the story about the AT-ATs being influenced by camels. Yeah, he did tell us that story. So I guess in his creative mind, I guess that just makes sense, you know? Yeah, so, you know.
I can't believe I missed George.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah. Mr. Jukas was on, and I mean, it was weird. As soon as we started asking him a little more in-depth questions about the creative process, he kind of just left. So I don't know, man. I mean, listen, you know, we all saw the holiday special. I hit him with the why in the first 20 minutes we saw nothing but you know, Chewbacca's family speaking in their native tongue, and then that was it. He bailed. So.
Yeah, so for audience members that don't know anything about this was like a 1977, 78 production on TV on CBS.
Commercial free,
this thing ran.
Yeah.
Right? It cut off what? The Incredible Hulk and Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was like a presented by CBS. George Lucas and directed by a couple, you know, two different people, written by five different people, and Lucas had nothing to do with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they got all, like, you know, Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher.
Right. Everyone
Anthony
got a
Daniels
paycheck.
And Peter Mayhew, George Jones did his thing. But then they had, okay, so let's get into what this is.
Yes.
This is a variety show, a terrible right. 70s, almost roller disco variety show.
It almost felt like a telecast where there were like 30 different things going
on. I expected Sonny Bono and Cher to show up at this shit. That's how fucking miserable it was.
It's like they got every like famous old person that they could.
Yeah.
B. Arthur.
Yeah, because they knew the young crowd would be hip to it with the Star Wars being famous and popular. Right. So they're like, well, we got to draw in the older crowd. What about the parents?
Yeah,
so
they get Art Carney in here to say, Mixter, whip, whip, Mixter.
It was
fucking, that was the worst. Oh my God.
It's another one of those situations where what we just watched is as bad as what we're explaining to you right now, folks. This is not a joke.
Like, yeah, if none of this makes sense to you, it's because none of it fucking made sense to us.
Yeah. Okay, so let's all right. So there are two things going on in this special, right? There is the what can laughingly be called the plot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the variety show. So it starts off with Han and Chewie. They're trying to get Chewbacca back to Kashyyyk for Life Day. Life Day is their holiday. And along the way, we meet his family, Mala, Lumpy, and Itchy.
Yeah.
Which are the worst names for anything except maybe Mala, which they shorten to Mal constantly. Yeah. Like it's not, like it's hard to say Mala or something. So they have they're worried about Chewie not making it back because there was some kind of like rebel, you know, storyline going on where Han and him got, you know, into a little battle in space somewhere. So they're worried about him. So they call Luke. Luke hasn't seen them. They call Leia. Leia hasn't seen them. They're trying to get a hold of him, and she's with C-3PO. And then Chewie shows up, or the dark side shows the Empire shows up, puts the planet on lockdown, and then Chewie and Han show up and throw that one guy off the fucking banister. and then that's it. They go to somewhere and then fucking Carrie Fisher sings a song, and that's it. That's the story.
Right. It's a 10-minute story. Yeah,
it's a 10-minute story. Now this thing goes on for like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
it's a 10-minute story. The rest of this bullshit on this fucking thing. There was one cool thing. The rest of it is
fever dream.
Yeah. They do this weird like Circus d'Olay shit.
Yeah.
And then they have like, which Circus d'Olay didn't even exist at that point, so it was like the beginnings of it. Then they fucking have like the jerk off machine with Itchy.
The jerk off machine.
New jerk off machine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, had, the VR porn.
Diane Carroll sing a song, which was super sexual, like weird, like just a very odd.
Yeah, we saw a Wookiee get horny. It was
a Wookiee came.
A Wookiee came.
Yeah. A Wookiee came, folks.
Jefferson Starship, the band, was on the thing. They did a whole fucking 4.5 minute song.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. With a lightsaber mic.
Yes, with a lightsaber mic.
Yeah. Which ended up just kind of looking just, like a dildo.
It was awful. It ended up just looking like, you're right.
Because they made it bright pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Harvey Korman was on there doing his shtick.
Yeah.
Which was, he's an old American, you know, actor comedian, and Art Carney too. He was another one doing his shtick. Like he was in a couple of different things, just being an asshole. And that's it. That's the rest of the show for an hour and a half.
B. Arthur was a bartender.
B. Arthur was a bartender. And she sang. Tatooine.
Yeah. She did.
She was
song.
In what's it called? The bar with the, you know, the cantina, the from Mos Eisley.
Which that entirety of that scene was just like, hey, remember this? Remember the song?
Yeah.
You liked
hey,
that,
remember the cantina song?
Yeah.
From Star Wars. awful. Okay, but Star then it was a really cool part, which was the animated part, and you guys can talk about that if you want, because I have been talking nonsensically for the last 6 minutes.
No, it's, I mean, seemingly so, but that is literally how the progression of this holiday special went.
to the untrained ear,
yeah,
I was nonsensically random blambling off a bunch of shit.
Yeah, but if you watch the holiday special, it all made everything you said makes complete sense. Yeah. No, honestly, it was just such a weird, like, you know, like back in the day, they would do like the 3D movie specials, and you could actually like get the glasses like in the mail before the movie hit the TV.
Yeah.
I apparently heard there was a rumor they did that for this holiday special, but instead of 3D glasses, they sent out little vials of LSD. Because apparently that's the only way you could watch the special and thoroughly enjoy the weird shit that was happening in this fucking movie. It was just so weird. Like, we sat there in a constant state of what the fuck are we watching? Yeah. Because it just didn't make sense. It's like, it's basically as if CBS and the group of writers said, let's write a standard 70s variety show and just stick in Star Wars references for the sake of sticking them in.
And we have to still contact George because he created Star Wars.
Exactly. To get Star Wars the licensing. PM. Yeah, exactly. To get the usage of the characters for it to be a Star Wars special, he has to sign off on it. And
Star
it's just
Wars
like
PM holiday special.
Oh my god, dude. It's like what if standard sitcom television, like their version of space meets what Star Wars actually is, and none of it made sense. It wasn't coherent at all. Yeah. The first 20 minutes was us literally watching Chewbacca's family, who was a group of Wookiees, scream at each other.
Yes.
With no subtitles, nothing.
It was Wookiee pantomime, right, without subtitles.
Wookiee pantomime!
Yeah. it's awful. And it goes on forever, and they keep cutting back to all of these characters who we've never met before,
right?
In any Star Wars, never mentioned. Like Kashyyyk this is the first time they mentioned the fucking planet.
Yeah,
like that's like the first time we even know the name Kashyyyk.
Yeah.
But it's, oh my god, it's like it's a fever dream. Whoever said that before, it's a fever dream.
Yeah, exactly. It was Jordan. Right. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because, like, as you guys know, not the biggest Star Wars person in the world as myself. So I was going in thinking like, oh, like as with everything else, like Mandalorian and everything like that, it's like you always go into Star Wars content wondering, you know, how much lore do I need to know in order to get this? This was not a thing that an educated Star Wars, you didn't need to be an educated Star Wars fan.
So River has never seen a Star Wars movie. She knows Star Wars through pop culture.
Right.
In fact, I said something about Yoda once and explained Yoda like a fucking asshole. And now she goes, do you know who Yoda is? And I was like, all right, I get it. I did not mean to explain that to you. Everyone knows who Yoda is.
Way to mansplain Star Wars, you dick.
I did not mean to do that, and she knows that. But now it's a good, now it's a new, nice running joke between us. But anyway, she had no problem keeping up with what was happening. She goes, I know who all of these characters are, and I know this terrible resemblance of a story, and now I can fall asleep. She didn't finish the last half hour of this movie.
Nah, good for her.
For the special. She passed out. Yeah. And I am so jealous.
At one point when we're watching, we're like, hey, you know, she's gotten kind of quiet. We thought she just left John. We thought she broke up with him. For making her
just
sit
up
through
and
this.
Left, absolutely. Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, what?
Yep. Yeah.
don't remind her.
Yeah, you guys are going to be having a tiff one day, just like saying little comments to each other.
You made me watch the Star Wars holiday special. Yeah. I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's going to be it. She's going to bring that up. Remember that time? I remember that time. Pepperidge Farm remembers. Yeah, this special, I'm not going to lie, I originally was going to come to the show tonight and be like, this was a piece of cinematic just masterwork. It was amazing, that it was Oscar worthy. And I could not with good conscience go on the show tonight, like come on and do that bit because I wouldn't be able to keep it up. I just wouldn't be able to. I was going to say how like the as you phrased it, John, the Wookiee pantomime was a beautiful work of our artistic just the way that they express emotion without proper speech, and how you can get in tune with their character and know exactly how they felt just through the gurgles and gargles that they were coming out of their mouth. And like, I had a whole spiel, bro. And I was just like, nah, I can't. It was really just that fucking weird. But like you said, there was this one great portion of it, because you know why it was so great? Because there was actual story. It was actual Star Wars in that portion. So there was an animated section of this as part of the variety show. And we see that a lot in a variety-esque showings. Like, there's always something animated. Yeah. So what they did was they did one using it was Luke and Chewie and Han and C-3PO and R2-D2, and it was revolving a story around Boba Fett.
Yes.
And it was awesome. It was really a nice little short story. The animation was everything you would expect from the, you know, like 70s, early 80s, you know, way of animating something. It almost looked like those hair metal animated music videos, like that type of animation. And I like that. That's super, you know, in the era, and I loved it. I loved the animation. The story was great. You got to know Boba Fett and like how he worked and everything like that.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was fantastic. Yeah. It was the best part. And it was so sad that it was like only what, maybe 10 minutes? Not even? You know?
Yeah. It was cool because it was like, for those that don't, especially before Mandalorian came out, not a lot was known about Boba Fett. So this, because again, he doesn't talk in any of the movies. You know, I think he has like one or two lines in Jedi and Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
Maybe two lines total.
Yeah.
But this was like something that sort of revolved around him and when he first started. The animation is okay. It's got a couple of, when they first show Han and he's got that really long square face, really like caricature face.
Yeah.
But I, it was funny cause I looked up who put that out. Cause I was like, there's no way George had anything to do with this either. And it was put out by a company called Nelvana, who surprisingly enough did the first 5 seasons of the Fairly Odd Parents with, what's his name? Whatever his name is.
Butch Hartman.
Butch Hartman. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh,
and
wow.
they also put out Clone High back in the early 90s.
Wow.
I can see that because Clone High looks a lot like Fairly Odd Parents, but this was kind of like, it felt like some old, like everybody looked like a caricature of like Steven Tyler, like that old hair.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Like, like Derek.
Well, that's
said,
because,
like,
yeah. Believe it or not, they were actually one of the first companies that were put up for, remember that old cartoon Heavy Metal?
Yeah.
They turned it down, but they had like put in like a thing for the original Heavy Metal, which is really funny. I had to learn all this later because I was like obsessed with that little cartoon. I was like, I want to know more.
It was good though. That could have been the whole thing.
Honestly, I'm going to bring this point up a little later when we discuss something else, but the fact that it was animated, I don't know, like I feel like they managed to get away with more with being it like of a story and everything like that. I think they stuck way too much to this variety show situation for this special.
It was
really weird. It was standard sitcom, like I said, television, you know, standard just American bullshit variety show that they wanted to put together, and they just slapped on the Star Wars name and slapped it and then just connected these random characters in it just for the sake of popularity. There really was nothing else with this you know, holiday special. You sat there a lot of the times and wondering what does this have to do with the holidays or a holiday in general?
Right.
Yeah. You know, and that was the whole thing. Like, life day and everything like that is part of the Star Wars universe. That's technically their, you know, quote unquote Christmas. But besides them actually saying it, you had no other idea what was really happening. The story was so chunky and so like discombobulated. I can see why it went down in history as such a terrible display. It really was just, oh my God.
I remember there was a point where we were watching and I said to you guys, like, you know, not for nothing, but like, we were like, I want to say 45 minutes into it. And I was just like, this really doesn't have anything to do with the holidays, but really it has nothing to do with Star Wars either.
Right.
Like that was
because of Star Wars characters in it.
Because it was adding new things into Star Wars that you've never really like seen before or seen again.
Right.
Like this holographic, like, what the fuck? There was a bunch of like gymnasts who were wearing like these tight like onesies,
yep,
and they were doing like acrobatic shit on like this holographic thing that one.
Yeah, that was like the Circus Olay part. That was
yeah, so that odd. Was it was like little things that like it was like Lumpy's toys. Like, yeah, like they like because you had the holographic like monster battle thing that Chewie was playing with on the yeah, on the Falcon.
Yeah.
So like they kind of took that idea and like, well, what if it was built for children? Like, what would a child like?
It's their right version of like television.
Almost. Yeah, more or yes less. That's exactly yeah, because we saw the that animated cartoon through something that Lumpy was watching, almost like a TV kind of setup.
Yeah,
right. And everything too. And listen, man, it's just like the close-ups to some of these characters in costume were fucking yeah, it's nightmare fuel.
It's awful. The best part, I think, the funniest part was when we noticed that they used active footage from the original movies.
Oh.
That was the best part, because like you knew when like Obi-Wan was there or Vader, like it was just like new like words put on top of old scenes from yeah, the movie,
just cut out from the film. Yeah, it was so ridiculous. And this is the thing, like, okay, listen, I get it. You know, George didn't want to fucking you know, be involved in it in any way, shape, or form, whatever. But like, I just don't. I don't know, man. Just something there in the managerial section of all of this, somebody just pitched this thing and nobody gave a fuck about what it was really going to end up looking like. And yeah, they just went, ah, well, people love variety shows and people love this and people love that. Let's, right, let's smash it all together. And it's like, no, you don't put all these weird things together in something like Star Wars. Like, it just didn't make any sense. Now, you know, I'm going to say this. If you want to go ahead and catch this holiday special, it's on YouTube. It's for free.
Yeah,
the whole thing, you can watch it on YouTube. You'll go ahead and see why we're just like, this was completely terrible.
It's everyone baffling.
Everybody that's ever seen this special has the same opinion. It was absolutely terrible. Everybody was on drugs. The writers included. It was just a fucking fiasco. It is the definition of the late 70s meets variety show and Star Wars. Right. That's it. That's right, literally yeah, it.
That's but really what it is.
What I don't seem to understand is how, especially back then with the hype that Star Wars had, why nobody gave enough of a care to make sure that something like this worked or made sense, because that could have been one of the like most iconic holiday specials ever.
Right.
That had the Star Wars holiday special had an opportunity to be something for the ages, and yeah, in a very positive way, and it ended up being iconic in the worst fucking ways right possible.
Yeah,
I think the thing that really came out of this was that once Disney stole Star Wars away from George in every right possible, because he's awful, they got their own chance.
Yeah,
to come up with a holiday special.
Yeah, right. And you know what? That holiday special was awesome.
Yes.
You know, listen, we mentioned it earlier. Mr. Jukas mentioned it earlier. There's a Lego Star Wars holiday special. Came up to Disney Plus back in November for the holidays. And I know, unfortunately, because of, you know, work and everything, Jordan, you didn't manage to see it. But me right and John managed to catch the special. And I'm going to tell you right now, Jordan, when you have a chance, watch it. To the audience please out there listening, watch it. Take the
I
time
still wanna.
Yeah, listen, a lot of people like to shit on like the Lego versions of like
they're
certain
so
franchises
funny,
but you know what, they managed to get away with a lot of really funny stuff.
Yeah,
because it's the same thing that I say when it comes to anything that's animated or cartoon, that you get away with a lot of stuff because yes, it's in that format. And because they use the Lego Star Wars version of everything, they get away with a lot of stuff. And the jokes yeah in this thing, like,
oh,
first,
it's nonstop.
Dude,
it's nonstop.
I don't even want to get into that first off. First off, yeah, I want to get into the fact that there's an actual story here. There's an actual story. It has to do with Life Day, and there's a lesson learned at the end of it all. And what's really funny is that I told John in our group chat that I was like, I can't believe that they made Chewie's family canon.
Yes.
They throw it back to the 70s special, and they have Chewie's family. They don't say names. They've dropped the names, which was genius, but you can tell. If you've seen the 78 version and look at Chewie's family and look at the new Lego Star Wars version, they're the same characters.
Yes.
And that, I thought, was a genius little, like, throw-in as far as, like, a reference to that.
They look like the Lego versions of, of you know, who they're.
Yeah. Of Itchy, of Lumpy, of Mala. So it was really cool to see that. Like I said, there's definitely a story, and of course, you know, listen, you're gonna get that cartoony Lego Star Wars type of characters and then dialogue and stuff like that. But it's fun. It's a holiday special. It's supposed to be that way. It's fun.
I think the best part about it was that it was only 48 minutes.
Yeah, so. It's a short film. Yeah. Yeah, it was half the length of the original holiday special, but had double the content worth in it.
So the quick plot is they're going to celebrate Life Day once again. Then, and of course, you know, Chewbacca is there, and they are going to throw a holiday party. And in the middle of that, at the beginning of that, Rey is teaching Finn how to use the Force.
Right.
Right. Trying to make him a Jedi, which is awesome because Finn got fucked out of like being a Jedi in those movies. And he very much should have been. So they tried to like rewrite that in where it's like, oh, she was teaching him how to be a Jedi. You know, that's cool.
You do a really good Lord Jukas impression, by the way. That was fucking interesting, dude. I didn't want to let that go by the wayside.
Thank you. So Rey is so preoccupied with trying to be a good teacher is that she forgets part of that is like all of the Jedi Masters. They were friends with
creating
their
Padawan. A bond. Yeah.
You know, you were creating a bond. And that's the whole overarching story. But she goes on this time adventure where she jumps through all of the different scenes in Star Wars where, you know, she can like watch, you know, a little bit about them. And then at some point, everything gets totally fucked and they all get kind of thrown together. And it's a weird time travel mess thing.
Yeah.
But it's funny. And they really did a good job with it.
No, they absolutely did. Yeah. Without giving away too much, man, honestly, you really get to see a little bit of everything with this holiday special. They really like, they show you bits and pieces of every aspect of the Star Wars universe and who's who and stuff like that. And it was really, really fucking fun. It was cute. It was funny as hell. There's there's a joke. I'm not gonna give away too much of it because I want Jordan to fully appreciate
it. Say your favorite joke and I'll say mine because I think they're either the same or they're different and they're both great. Because there's a lot of really good ones in
there. Okay. There is a joke. There's a joke about Jar Jar Binks.
Yes.
And that literally had me laugh out loud.
I almost cackled when I heard that.
Dude, it was so good. I'm telling you, listen, it was overall all the humor, all the jabs that they took at themselves.
Yes.
Genius.
Yeah,
that's absolutely. Fucking good. Now I want to see this because
they really took a number of jabs at themselves, even as like Star Wars fans would be like, yeah, no, it's true. but the other joke that really got me that made me laugh really hard was they jump back to Attack of the Clones and they're on the speeders. And there's two clones talking to each other. And it's like, man, it's like we're the same person.
Yeah.
And I lost my shit. And River looked at me and goes, what's so funny? I was like, they're clones. And he goes, oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Jordan, watch it. The humor in this is right up your alley. It's honestly, it's good for everybody that watches. You don't. This is another example of like where you kind of don't need to know too much about like the super detailed parts of Star Wars. It's enough where you see just through pop culture alone, you know who everybody is, and there's enough depth in the jokes that like longtime fans will get a laugh out of it, and even like new fans that may not have seen a certain part of it,
right,
like we'll still get a kick out of it.
Yeah, there's enough lore that they go through where it's like, oh my god, like all it needed, like if somebody time traveled through these universes, they could easily fuck all of these movies up, you know what I mean? Like, and it's just, and it was just so well done, and yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I found myself laughing quite a bit, unlike with the only time I laughed during the Star Wars holiday special, like the original, was when we were laughing about it, making fun of how bad it is.
Right. See, we laughed at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we were laughing at the 1978 version. With the new 2020 Lego version, we were laughing with it. And that's right, a big, big difference. Like, it's what's crazy to me is like how you would assume that the first holiday special for a franchise like Star Wars would be amazing and great, right, and fantastic, and have everything we're talking about with the latest holiday special. You feel like that it would be in reverse, that the second holiday special would be something that couldn't live up to the hype or live up to that bar set by the previous holiday special. And it's completely the opposite way. Which I don't understand how at the beginning of this, with the time that it comes out in between the movies, with the Star Wars universe being so highly revered at the late 70s and everything like that, how they managed to get away with this and have the franchise survive it, honestly. Because typically we see things like this happen where like a franchise will come out with something and it's a complete train wreck, and then after that, it's really hard to recover from that. And I'm surprised this holiday special did not seem to put too much of a bump in the road for the franchise as a whole. Like I looked at this holiday special and I went, how it didn't turn fans completely the other direction when it came to Star Wars, surprised the hell out of me. But then again, it's the 70s, so things were a lot different back then as far as critiques and how people, you know, took things and took material.
Right. So, it was just after the first movie, so like he could have easily have destroyed his entire hype on his own
100%,
you know, movie.
100%. And it's so weird, and like if it was the opposite way, where the 1978 holiday special was a huge success and this Lego Star Wars one wasn't, it's almost like you would expect that to happen. And we're sitting here and it's in reverse. The original sucked.
Yeah.
And I mean, the new one is redeeming.
Out there, they're like, fuck this.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's just like, that shit's for kids. And I'm just like, you know what? Then you don't deserve a holiday special if that's your mentality.
Go back and watch those fucking reindeer ones.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Yeah. You know, this Lego Star Wars holiday special on Disney Plus is worth the time to invest to watch it. It was hilarious. The story was really cute. You know, it's good for adults, for children, the whole family. And It overall was a really, really just good call on Disney's part and, you know, everybody involved with this special to make this the way that they did. And the fact that the real thing for me and what seems to have you hook, line, and sinker, Jordan, and watching this is the fact that they managed to make fun of themselves and mistakes that they've done in the past overall in the Star Wars franchise. Do enough of that where you're just like, they get it. They're really coming through the eyes and the ears of a fan watching it. Like, it's so good. It's really, really good. And also one of my favorite parts is that they have a Mandalorian scene in that thing they incorporated.
You know, I think this is one of those specials that, like, okay, people, for those that don't know, like, and fans of the show for a while know, like, how I feel about Christmas. I'm not a Christmas person. But after watching this the new Lego special, River and I actually ended up watching the Mickey Mouse Christmas Carol. Like,
wow. Let me tell you something.
I was just in a mood to watch, like, just to watch, like, more Christmas shit. Like,
I was on this morning as I was getting ready for work. I was 10 minutes late for work. That is still, that shit holds the fuck up. That is the original Christmas Carol for me.
Yeah, like, I mean, that was awesome.
The Disney one for them. That really still holds up with Scrooge and everything. I love that.
Yeah. Animated stuff, man, just in general, like, whether always, it's a CGI or where it's hand-drawn stuff from the past, like, I don't know. It just always seems to just it just hits different, you know, like, and it's in such a good way. Like, they've always, animation has always managed to get away with more. And it's so crazy, like, how animated stuff, always seems to pull on heartstrings more, play with emotions a little more, like,
because it's unexpected.
It's not only that it's unexpected. I just think that this is an argument that I had put forth, or not really an argument, but a point I had made a long time ago on the show. We were talking about anime and the difference between anime and live action stuff, and it really comes down to the fact that just when you draw a facial expression and there's a line accompanying that, you can get that perfect sense of feeling when you draw it. When it's live, it's hard to really get somebody on the screen that's gonna be able to fake that emotion well enough to make it believable. Right. And a lot of people do it.
There are a few actors and actresses that can do that.
Yeah, there are people out there that can do it and really make you feel something. But you know, animation does that very well. And I'm gonna go ahead and say this, because we bring up the point of feeling something when it comes to live action. Both of you need to watch the Mandalorian series. Last week, or rather on the last episode we recorded, I said, you know, I'm gonna catch the season finale for season two. Mm-hmm. Me, my wife, and our friends Louie and Allie, we're hanging out. We watched it all together. There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Wow.
Not a dry eye in the house. telling you right now. It came to the point where my wife was just like, I'm not crying. You're crying. Stop it. Just stop it now. And, dude, it was a beautiful, beautiful finale to an amazing series. Please, over the holiday break that we're taking, invest the time to both you. And anybody out there that hasn't caught it for any reason, I'm telling you, whether you got to go through Disney Plus or anything, any way else, not advocating it, but I'm saying, if you want to watch it, it's going to be fucking worth it. It was amazing. Amazing.
All right.
Damn.
Yeah.
Star Wars right now. At this current point, is killing the game. I'm telling you right now. And we briefly touched on all of the stuff that Star Wars, the Star Wars universe is going to bring to the fans in the future. I think because of time, I think that portion of the conversation may not have made it on the last episode. But we did talk about it, and, I'm telling you, man, just the whole Star Wars universe at this point, I think now and moving forward, I think it's all going to be very, very good for us as fans.
I hope so, because a lot of the thing is that, like, it really needs like a it needs a pep in its step. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of people, whether it was because you hate the prequels like I do, or you're not a fan of the newer ones, or whatever it is, like, people definitely need that sense of, like, oh man, I hope Star Wars continues to be good, even for, like, the next gen, you know? Like, I want it to be good for them.
It is to the point now, honestly, where people are openly saying that the Mandalorian series has saved the Star Wars franchise, especially after the display we saw with the last three movies. Like, that's how much it is.
That's how
wonderful that series has been, that people are just like, if the Mandalorian didn't come out, then if you left the Star Wars franchise with those last three movies,
with just those three movies.
Yeah, it would have been it. I don't think there would have been a big future for them. But because Mandalorian has done so well for itself, it's actually renewed faith in a lot of people when it comes to the franchise as a whole and moving forward. Sure. So if this is a hint of anything that they're going to be dropping in the future, I am extremely excited. As a longtime Star Wars fan, I am extremely excited to see what the future holds. So, yeah, so this holiday season, ladies and gentlemen, take the time, cuddle up with your kids or your immediate family, whoever you may be spending the holidays with. Go ahead and check out the Star Wars Lego holiday special on Disney Plus.
And steer clear of the 1970s.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you really want to put yourself through that.
Oh, look, George is back.
George! Mr. Jukas. yeah, if you really want to put yourself through that, don't bother. Yeah. You might be able to find the animated portion of that show somewhere on the YouTubes or somewhere online. You can
find the animated portion.
Yeah, that's it kind of I wish that was canon, honestly, because it was so good. It was the only good part of the holiday special, but
you know what I want to point out though, truthfully and honestly, is YouTube. I know YouTube pretty well, and I have to say they are genuine Nazis when it comes to copyright and everything that has to do, especially more so now that Star Wars is owned by Disney. This is so bad that you can find this holiday special on YouTube untouched.
Yeah.
You would think as a thing that is fucking like a licensed Star Wars, you know, product, which is, you know, this hour and a half. It is so bad that it is owned by Star Wars and its proprietors.
Yeah.
And is still, they're like, I'm not copywriting that. You copyright it. And Disney's I'm not copywriting it. Like,
they cannot be bothered. Disney doesn't want to think that it even exists anymore.
Yeah. Precisely that. So you can find this if you really want to put you there's we have a masochist audience, I would assume.
Yeah, well, okay. So we always have a scale here on Party Up Podcast where we have the what we call the spookies to blood debts or low blow. Spookies to low blow. It's a gradient scale, right? this is on the spookies level of that gradient scale.
We said it while we watched it. I said it out loud. I went, I would rather be watching spookies than this.
And I 100% agree with you. I was like, holy dude, shit.
It was bad. It was really, really bad. The only reason that we actually watched the special and decided to do a show about the holiday special is because of the new Lego Star Wars holiday special for us to sit down and compare and contrast it. That's the only reason why we sat and we said, you know what? Because that was the original plan for the holiday special, was watch the 1978 one and discuss it. And after watching it, we all went, well, John, actually, you're like, you know, maybe we should watch the Star Wars Lego one because we're not going to have enough. We're not going to have enough to talk about with this thing. This is spookies level stuff.
Episode would have been 10 minutes.
Yeah. It'd be like, hey, welcome to the Party Up Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a plug. All right. So we watched the 1978 version. It was terrible. Okay. Everybody have a great holiday season and we'll see you after the new year.
Don't bother. Bye.
Don't bother. Goodbye.
Yeah. That's basically what it would have been. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm happy that we got to see it. I'm happy that you know, Disney came out with their with the Lego Star Wars version of it. Jordan, definitely take the chance when you can to catch it. I know you'll thoroughly enjoy it. And to the listeners out there, absolutely, if you had Disney Plus or some way to catch, you know, the Lego special, watch it. You know, whether you're an adult or a child, it was worth the watch. The 1978 one is just, I don't even know how they got away with it. Like I said, it definitely had to have come with a vial of drugs for anyone to sit through the whole fucking thing.
Before we end the show, I feel like I need to ask a question that we don't really get to ask over the last couple of years because we're never really here for a Christmas episode. Do you guys have like a Christmas movie that you watch like every year? Is there something like, you know, because like I feel like a lot of people have that, you know, like, oh, I watch Die Hard every year or whatever the fuck they.
Yeah, Die Hard is the one that everybody's like, oh my god, like yeah. it's a Christmas movie, like yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right. But do you have like a Christmas movie that you guys like to?
Didn't
watch?
We sit here and do that one time? I think we sat here on the show and debated whether Die Hard was a movie. We actually like recast. Yeah, we recast Die Hard.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So go back and listen to that fucking shit show.
Yeah.
What do you watch every year, Jordan? Do you have one?
Well, my my family, as far as the tradition goes for my family, they like to they always like to put the Charlie Brown specials on for it. And not just Christmas, but like for each season too, because my mom bought the whole like box set that has each holiday in it. Right. So each holiday the family gets together to just watch.
So the Great Pumpkin for Thanksgiving and
precisely, like that, right? Just like that. Yeah, but for me personally, it's I've said it on the show before. I really like the Iron Man trilogy, and Iron Man 3 is technically a Christmas movie. And I do watch that every, because I just watch, like, it's my like work noise. I'll just put like Iron Man 2 on when I'm like working on something or whatever in the background. But like, yeah, around this time, Iron Man 3 definitely is just like,
okay,
my.
That's not bad. Hey, listen, if it's a Christmas movie, it's a Christmas movie.
Basically, that is true.
Yeah. You know, I don't have like a particular title that I'll sit down and be like, it's Christmas, everybody, time to break out the DVD. But there is a series of movies that just happen to be on rotation at the Mosh household. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is one of my wife's favorite, and she if it's great on movie. Yeah, if it's on, she'll put it on. She'll watch it. Gremlins is always a film that we happen to see around the season. Yeah, Gremlins. And then any of the Grinch movies, really, whether it's the Jim Carrey Grinch movie or the animated one that came out later, or even the original animated one. Yeah, any of the Grinch films seem to make it into the you know, the movie rotation, mainly because the kids really enjoy all of them. So, yeah, I want to say those are like the three movies that really are on the most. And Elf. My wife really loves Elf. I am sick and tired of that fucking movie. I actually think it is the worst Will Ferrell movie ever.
All of the Will Ferrell movies.
Listen,
are the worst.
Listen to me, motherfucker. We're not gonna have this. We're not gonna have this argument.
Step Brothers.
No. Okay.
All right. Listen. I'm gonna give you both the two best Christmas movies of all time.
I'm changing my answer afterwards, so you tell me.
There are just no. You can't beat these ones. Okay. Right? Mm-hmm. One is from 1988. It was called Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh, Ernest Saves Christmas is one of my favorite.
That
Christmas
one flies under the radar way too often.
Of all time. Yeah, it really does fly under the radar, but it's one of my favorites. And the second one is from 1993 or 1996, and it's called Jingle All the Way.
Jingle
and it's one of the
way.
Best Christmas stories
of
all time, starring Jingle Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That was our movie of the month for last December.
Was it last December?
I think it was one of these past seasons. Yeah, we did Jingle All the Way for a for movie of the month. Yeah.
Yeah. That was it was still when 1-1-1 was part of the show.
Oh wow. Jesus
so
Christ.
So it was like their first season.
Yeah. Now that's definitely a good one. Yeah. That's definitely
Jingle
a good
All
one.
The Way and Ernest Saves Christmas are like my two favorite Christmas movies.
I cannot believe that I forgot this one, but I genuinely enjoy the Santa Claus trilogy
with Tim Allen
and I'll tell you why, because the premise of them, as I sit there and watch each movie, I keep in mind the premise of the first movie, which is the beginning of how this all started, which is basically he murdered Santa Claus and was rewarded by becoming. And I know he just yelled at him, whatever, and Santa Claus
okay, but that's not the point. I need to correct him.
I need to correct. No, you don't need to correct him right now.
Because the first Santa Claus movie is actually one of my another one of my favorites, but I hate the rest of them.
Yeah, I'll give you the first one. I can't agree with the second or third or whatever.
The first and the third are I really like. The second one is really bad acting.
I mean, the first one I'll give you. I'll give you the first one, but that's it.
There is an old trash horror film that takes place during Christmas, which I really want to watch with you guys at some point.
Jack Frost?
No, Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. Why not the original? Yeah. Why not the first one?
Well, because 2 has about 45 minutes of the first one in it because they wanted to put it out. And so they do it in flashbacks, and it's really funny. It's really funny. you know what I watched that I really enjoy too? Bill Murray's Scrooged.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we just saw that the other night. Yeah. That's Scrooge a really a good great, one. That
yeah,
is,
it was
yeah.
a great Christmas movie.
Yeah, 100% agreed. 100%. That's definitely a good one.
And then that's the end of my list.
All right, yeah. listen, for the most part, all pretty good movies, you know, that everyone seems to enjoy throughout the holiday season. So to the listeners out there, let us know if you catch the Star Wars holiday special, either one of them. And why don't you guys out there let us know what some of your favorite holiday movies are during the Christmas season by finding us on Twitter. You can go ahead and tweet us at Party Up Tweets. You can also find us on Instagram at The Party Up Podcast. And of course, you can find us on Facebook by searching at The Party Up Podcast. You can drop a like. You can join our public group to be part of different conversations. So find us on social media and let us know what you guys enjoy to watch with the family, because that's what the season's about, gentlemen.
Family.
And we here at the podcast consider ourselves to be a family. I'm so happy that we managed to make some time before Christmas to get together, do this show. I know we're going to give ourselves the break till the new year because we're all going to be super busy, but we are coming back stronger than ever. We have a lot of stuff that's going to be released in January. The new YouTube should be up and running by some point in January. We have a lot of content to release there. We plan on doing a lot of live streaming activities, playing a lot of awesome video games, and for the first episode of the new year, John, we're actually going to have another special guest, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And this one is a real special guest.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a real one. Not one that we, you know.
He's showing off our wonderful improv skills.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Our special guest that is coming next for the beginning of 2021. Is a fan favorite and a director favorite of our show, Mr. Len Kapuscinski.
Hell yeah. Yep. Yeah. For those that have been listening to the show, know we have reviewed a few of his films.
Yep.
I don't know. It just happened. We tagged him in the Twitter posts when we put up the episodes. And he just hit us up and was like,
"Yeah, he seemed totally wanted to, you know, totally into it." So we decided we were going to watch his newest movie, which also has Low Blow in it.
Leo Fong is in it. Yeah.
So that was one of the reasons. It's called Challenge of the Five Gauntlets. If anybody wants to watch it in anticipation for us to talk about it as well.
Yeah.
Challenge of the Five Gauntlets, Len Kapuscinski, starring Leo Fong as well.
Yeah. And who knows? Hey, that could be, that depending on how that film turns out to be, could be a holiday tradition for us at the show. Who knows?
Every year.
It's time for the gauntlet, so gentlemen.
I'm excited. I'm excited to have Mr. Kapuscinski on.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's going to be actually, I want to say, one of the biggest guests on the show to date.
Yeah. I mean, besides Jordan. And then he became a, you know.
Well, so, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah.
Men might become part of the show. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I have to step down from my pedestal sometime.
Yeah, a super exciting list of things that are going to be happening in 2021 for us here at the show. 2020 has been a great year overall. I mean, you know, granted the world
for us, you mean,
yeah, for us, the world itself has been a fucking fiasco, yeah. Dumpster fire, nightmare. Shit show, yeah. You know, roller coaster. But but you know what? Listen, I'm going to say this. I said this to a couple of friends of mine recently. We had gotten together. No matter how rough 2020 has been for anybody out there, just know that, listen, you're here. You made it this far. Keep strong. Keep moving forward. Keep your head up. You know, things will continue to get better. Eventually, we'll get back to a normal state, whatever normal I guess was. But you know, don't listen. It could always be worse. It could always
never
be
say
worse.
That.
Did I just jinx
it? Always
it?
Becomes worse.
Right. Well,
that's rule of cartoons 101.
Listen, smooth seas don't make a sailor, there, buddy. That's the way I like to think. So, if you've gotten this far, keep moving forward, keep strong. Hopefully, we here at the show have managed to provide you guys with a year plus of entertainment in some way, shape, or form. That's why we do it. And just keep on listening. If you enjoy the content, like I said, you know, find us on social media, and we really truly hope that everybody out there, no matter what holiday you celebrate, no matter what you do around this time of year, we hope that you guys are having a good time, that you're staying safe, that you're staying healthy, and that listen, hopefully the new year brings new, more positive things for everybody. And we love you all. Thank you, everybody, for everything you've ever done for us here at the show. By simply listening, you have done more than you think. So thank you. And to both you, John and Jordan, thank you for being part of the show, helping me create this wonderful thing we call the Party Up Podcast. And I am very, very excited to put forth all the new things we're working on for 2021. So cheers to that. Cheers to the listeners. Cheers to you guys. And that's going to be it for us this week. So catch the specials. Let us know what movies and holiday things you like to do around this time. And come the new year, we'll be back with a brand new episode of the Party Up Podcast. I, of course, have been your host, Derek Bigmosh. So for John, for Jordan, we'll see you guys next time. Just real quick, I guess before we leave, Jordan, how can people find all the content that you put out on the internet?
You can find me at Jordan7 on the Instagram. And my other Instagram is 7TVOfficial. That is spelled S-E, the number 7-E-N. And you can also search that up on YouTube. Hey, do you want to get me a wonderful gift this year? Subscribe to all the hard work that I've been doing and all the videos I've made thus far and all the wonderful pictures of my face that I post. And we could be friends. Well, maybe we'd be friends, but, you know, whatever.
And John, how about you, man? What? How can people find you and all the things that you're putting forth on the interwebs as well?
Well, you could find me on Twitter and Instagram at somebeardy2love. That's the number 2, not spelled out. I am back on Twitch as well. So you could find me there at SB2L, twitch.tv/SB2L. You can go to fablebeardco.com. Use coupon code SB2L15 for a 15% off of your whole cart. And of course, gamingaccessweekly.com for all of the news and reviews and editorials that you love from your favorite video games.
Fantastic, gentlemen. All right. We will see you guys next time on a brand new episode of the podcast. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We will see you all in 2021. Take care, everybody.
Don't forget to rate our improv.